Well, President Obama was in Milwaukee, made a great speech, said, in heaven, there is no beer. That's why
we drink good beer.
All right. What do you know?
Live from San Francisco, California to Charleston, South Carolina, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we book a trip to Mars with author and Canada's greatest know-it-all, Andrew Rader, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man whose brother, Dr. Clayton A. Feldman, is in the audience to look at all of your rashes, it's Michael Feldman.
Show him your rash. He's right back there. What you don't want to do is show the wrong guy your rash. So I point out Clayton. Clayton, did you raise your hand there? The one you used for, yeah. Did you bring the rubber gloves? He always travels with them in case there's an incident. Okay, how are you? Pretty good then, huh? Nice to have you here. Good. In all the news that isn't, massive increase in carbon dioxide as people holding their breath. Then you got to try to choke off the methane. That's the hard part. Okay, anyhow. Russia annexes Scotland, averting a UK constitutional crisis. I say Scottish independence before Mel Gibson makes another movie. That's the most important thing. Home Depot data breached with everyday objects you can buy at Home Depot. About that, huh? Thought about that one for a minute. That's Prince William in the throne room again with the morning sickness. In the ISIS crisis, President Obama tries to round up a posse, ends up in a remake of High Noon. Only guy on the street. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Whoa, what an old crowd we have. I learned that off Clayton's record, by the way. Very nice version of that tune. I didn't give it, but let's see. You know, he's probably the wrong guy to send out to form a posse, is what I'm saying, President Obama. Getting into a Blazing Saddles situation could be bad. The president says it'll be a long effort eliminating ISIS, running well into the second Jenna Bush term. So that's the long run. I did look it up, by the way, and I found that a sustained effort to rout militants is, in fact, war. So, looked it up. All right, anyhow, it's not funny, but I did look it up. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin gets 10 years in a FEMA trailer. Panera bans guns after a man stirs his strawberry parfait with a .38. And now they want to keep our guns out of Kroger's. When I pack at Kroger's, and I don't mean groceries, they take me 15 items more or less. Okay. Due to health problems, Rob Ford will not run for mayor or the tumor that saved Toronto. That was a gift. It was a gift. The Pistorius trial, what we take away from this is always ask, honey, are you in there before shooting up the bathroom? Honey, you in there? Oh, it's Ollie. The Apple iWatch, the most annoying thing on your wrist since what's her name? I thought that was a lot better than you did. The iPhone 6 is somewhat of a disappointment as the much-anticipated eye colonoscopy health app is a no-show. Apple's Tim Cook, of course, calls it epic, but in fairness, he calls his BMs epic. Meanwhile, the Olive Garden's never-ending pasta pass, the Magna Carta of fast food sit-down. Boy, that's a good joke. The Magna, the never-ending pasta pass, or pasta pass, the Magna Carta of fast food sit-down. Let me say it this way. Now, okay, no longer just a recurring nightmare I have about a never-ending pasta pass, or the horrific bottomless salad, tumbling through a bottomless salad, Olive Garden. Anyhow, drug companies will take back unwanted drugs. Now how about taking back the unwanted symptoms? And I just want to say they're all royal babies as far as I'm concerned, so let's keep that in mind. Airlines now allow you to listen to your Walkman if you put it in airplane mode. Comrade Edward Snowden says the NSA has nude pictures of us all. Which means that Snowden has nude pictures of us all. Which means that Putin has nude pictures of us all. I say, if you want your pictures in the cloud, throw them off the bridge. Or put the Polaroids under the undies like we always did. What the heck? How hard is that to figure out? Second drawer from the top. Putin did not say, by the way, he could take Kiev. He said he'd take the chicken Kiev. You sneezed right on the chicken part. Who sneezed on the chicken part of that fabulous joke? Who was it? Come on. Okay. All right, just so I know. I'm not going to do it again, but they lost a great deal by not hearing the chicken part of the Kiev. The new Israeli subdivision, El Rancho Gaza, fails to attract buyers. Consumer sediment reaches new depth. Turning point, actually, you know, they're going through this president on the ISIS thing and all that. It turns out the turning point on the President Obama's ISIS policy was not being able to get a tea time on Labor Day. It's really not their fault. They don't control Martha's Vineyard yet. A new phone scam is going around. If someone calls claiming to be your conscience, tells you to withdraw $10,000 for yourself, hang up. A lot of people in Wisconsin, they're very nice. They hear their conscience calling, they try to answer. Even if the voice is familiar, hang up. And finally, and I mean that UW-Madison is 13th among the best public colleges, so using Big Ten accounting techniques, we're in the top 10. Thank you. And that's all the news. That is it.